like so many young people, I was fascinated by magic as a kid, obsessed even. And I was lucky to find a magic shop within walking distance of my home, where I spent much of my teenage time and money. Years later, I realized not every town has a local magic shop, not to mention one so highly regarded on a national level. I recently wandered in again and was delighted to find it had changed very little, and it was still a thrill to walk through that door. With me in the studio is Joe Farag, owner of Haynes House of Cards. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Now, you folks are closing in on a century of serving the magic community. I'm sure some of our listeners know your shop, but can you give us a little background on how this very unique business came to be?
Sure. It actually started as John Snyder's magic shop back in the 20s. It was gaffing cards and making magic apparatus and props for the magic community. Actually had a write-up in the 30s or 40s in Popular Science magazine for some of the innovations he came up with and just how to handle dust removal and stuff in his shop when he was building props. It's a crazy article, and I need to get it reprinted and posted on our walls. But Mr. Haynes actually started working for John Snyder in the 40s. He retired from the Army. Came in, started helping Mr. Snyder off in the shop, and Mr. Snyder passed away in 1946. Mr. Haynes bought the shop from the Snyder family in 47 and renamed it Haynes House of Cards. And that's, we've been Haynes House of Cards ever since. Then Mr. Haynes passed away in 74, left it to Betty Winzig. I came in and started helping Betty out. And
no temptation to change it to Farag's House
no.
of...
Maybe in about 20 years. John Snyder, he had an agreement with U.S. Playing Cards to use their aviator decks for his Fox Lake cards.
Well, I was going to ask you about that relationship.
They were just like down the street from us. The building's still there. They moved maybe 10 years ago across the river, but we still have a relationship with them and go and get cards from them and gaff them still to this day.
I think I know a little bit of terminology, but for our listeners, explain what gaffing is.
Basically, taking a card and making it into something that it's not.
So it'll behave.
Right.
And produce an effect.
Right. Sometimes when it doesn't appear to be what it was, it wasn't.
So how did you become interested in magic when you were little?
Oh, well, back when I was 6 years old, a friend got me a ball and vase for my 6th birthday, and I just kind of got hooked and kept going ever since.
I seem to recall you told me you grew up near a brilliant card magician and somehow never picked up on the hint.
Yeah, it's kind of a oxymoron that I'm...
Owner of Haynes House of Cards.
Owner of Haynes House of Cards. I was born here in Cincinnati, but grew up in Peru, Indiana. Down the street in Kokomo, Indiana, was a gentleman, Tom Gagnon, phenomenal card magician, just came out with a book, Unfiltered. He used to sit there and he would do these pharaoh shuffles, and he would get the cards all lined up and there would be little dots and they would be going and making all these different little patterns on the sides of the decks. Joe, you want me to teach you how to do a pharaoh shuffle? Like, Tom, I love watching you do the pharaoh shuffle, but I like the zombie.
I was going to say, because zombies have sort of taken over our pop culture in the last few years.
Yeah.
But you were into zombies before.
This was a little silver floating ball, and he'd laugh at me, and he'd go back to doing his pharaoh shuffles. And now when I run into him at conventions and everything, Joe, so you wish I'd taught you how to do a pharaoh shuffle when you were 15? Yeah, Tom. Thanks.
Can you give us a little of those cards right up by the mic there so we can hear that one?
By the mic? Just the...
That's music. That's music. Now, I wanted to ask you, because the Flying Karamazov brothers, you've probably heard of them, the jugglers, they used to say that juggling required that you be very seriously dedicated to a rather silly thing. And I think magic can seem at times like a rather silly thing, but it can often allow you to connect with people in a deep and profound way. Mm-hmm. And you had another story about that ball and vase.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I used to help another friend of mine, had a magic shop over in Covington, Artie Kidwell. He would let me run the shop for him when he would be at conventions and so forth. And one Saturday morning, a mom comes to the door and, would you do some magic for Solomon? I'm like, sure. Solomon's like 5 years old. So I had Solomon hop up on one side of the counter and I sat down on the other side, got my little ball and vase out. Little red ball, little blue vase. Little red ball goes in my pocket, close up the little blue vase. What's a magic word? Solomon comes up with this magic word that apparently you have to be 5 years old to come up with, let alone pronounce, because I can't pronounce it. I'm already laughing and I'm like, all right, we're going to go with that. Wave my hand over the vase and the ball comes back. Solomon starts laughing. I'm laughing. We're just having a riot. I'm like, all right, say it again. Wave my hand over it again. Ball vanishes again. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And he's giggling and laughing and I'm giggling and laughing. I look over at the mom and I'm like, are you guys from around here? Anytime, just bring Solomon down, I'll do. And she's like, no, we're here for Children's Hospital. And it just kind of hit me like, whoa, for the 5 minutes we're doing the magic and everything and giggling and laughing, we're having a great time.
And did you ever see him again?
Never saw him again. If you're out there, Solomon, come down and see me.
Well, a little bit more on the shop. You have the local chapter of the Society of American Magicians meets mm-hmm. there. You had something one night when I was trying to catch up with you. You had Card College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a little thing on Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Haynes Card College. Basically, Roberto Giobbe wrote this series of books on card sleights and card magic called Card College. And being that I'm such a phenomenal card magician... I thought this would be a good idea for me to sit down and work on these books. And then I thought, what if I had a bunch of guys come in and we're like, let's call it Haynes Card College and we'll just sit around and work our way through these books together.
So that's every Wednesday evening?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a really sweet little performance space in the back of the shop too.
So we've built a little theater and we have shows. Coming up, we've got a group of mentalists coming in. The show's going to be called Messing With Your Mind. I think we've only got like 3 tickets left. Then at the beginning of March is Dr. Zeus's birthday, and we're going to do a tribute show. I have a friend coming over from Indianapolis, Don Miller, Magic Don. He does this Dr. Zeus tribute show, and we're going to have like a birthday celebration for Dr. Zeus, and that's just going to be, I mean, anybody that doesn't like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Show me that person.
Yeah.
Well, this just knocked me out too. Among the new domain names is .cards, mm-hmm. and you folks jumped on that.
Oh, yeah. I worked for GoDaddy for almost 5 years, and when they came out with .cards, I'm like, wait a minute, that works.
That'll do.
Haynes House of .cards.
Well, I'm hoping we'll have that swell portrait of you with the zombie that's on your website, on our website, and we'll have links to your page. I've been speaking with Joe Farag from Haynes House of Cards. You'll find a link to the magic shop at wvxu.org around Cincinnati. I'm Oakley Scott. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.